USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions continue to escalate between the West and Russia over the Russian troop buildup around Ukraine's borders, the United States is still looking for a diplomatic path forward. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying,
nobody wants to see another invasion of Ukraine. Nobody wants to see this escalate into conflict. But we're also looking at this very pragmatically. I mean, we continue to see, even over just the last 24 to 48 hours, Mr. Putin add to his military capabilities. No sign whatsoever of de-escalating the tensions. No sign whatsoever of sitting down seriously and taking a negotiated path forward.
According to a new poll out from CNN, 60% of Americans disapprove of President Biden's job performance. 56% of people who disapproved of Biden's overall performance could not name a single thing he'd done that they approve of. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Thousands of Russian troops are beginning military drills in Belarus.
Adding to the Russia-Ukraine tension, Russia and Belarus Thursday morning have started 10 days of joint military drills. England's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Europe faces its biggest security crisis in decades.
Earlier this week, I met the Prime Minister of Lithuania. I'll be traveling shortly to Poland. And these are countries where every day the population wakes with an acute awareness of the threat just across their border.
Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops at the border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Kellogg Company has raised prices to offset surging inflation. Its CEO telling CNBC the goal is to cover input costs with pricing and productivity after implementing price hikes last year helped to boost the company's profits. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Nevada's governor is lifting the state mask mandate for public places, effective immediately. Democrat Steve Sisolak says people may still need to mask up in some locations, including hospitals and on public transportation. Sisolak also saying businesses, school districts, and organizations can still set their own mask policies.
I expect all our employers to respect the individual decision of employees who make the choice to keep their mask on. Just like vaccines, masks are a great tool that we have at our disposal.
New COVID-19 cases in Nevada dropped significantly since peaking in mid-January, but the spread of the virus remains above CDC thresholds for positivity and new cases per population of 100,000. The owners of a mansion featuring a replica of the Oval Office are selling the 6-bedroom, 8-bath property in Northeast Ohio. Real estate agents say the owners are American history buffs and built a full-scale replica of the president's office inside the home in 2015. The 9,600-square-foot acre home sits on 5 acres of wooded land and includes a Shakespearean balcony over the living area, home theater, swimming pool, and 19-foot ceilings. Located about 30 minutes outside of Cleveland, the current asking price is just over $1.8 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.